Hi everyone, my name is Matt. I'm the Youth and Family Pastor at Cornerstone Church in Marshfield. I'm here today with your Cornerstone Connection, a daily devotional. So today we're going to spend some time in 1 Timothy. We'll be in chapter 2. And perhaps as you get there today, let me just set it up this way. We find ourselves, at least in our country, in the midst of an election year, and that will be coming this fall, as of course we elect who will be president for our country. But there's been all kinds of elections going on, and of course that means that there's all kinds of issues being talked about and lots of conversations being had, and sometimes I don't know about you, but it can feel a little bit tense. And for someone like me, I can just get confused of what exactly is going on, and who or what should I be voting for, and just trying to keep up can be hard. But here's why I want to start with this conversation before we get into God's word, because what Paul is writing to Timothy about is he's going to give some instructions for worship, and in particular for prayer, as Timothy gathers with the believers in Ephesus. And I find his instructions to Timothy and to that church in Ephesus helpful for myself and helpful for us today, in particular in a time in which there is election stuff going on and there are political issues going on, and it can feel like, man, this is just really tense, and people are pulling from every angle, and how do I, as a Christian, in the midst of this, how do I behave, how do I act, what should I say, what should I not say? And I want to represent Christ well, so what do I do? And I find Paul's words to Timothy and to the church in Ephesus helpful for us today. And hopefully it'll encourage you and perhaps give you some instruction as maybe you're feeling the same way. So here we go. 1 Timothy chapter 2. Here's what Paul writes. He says, I urge then, he's urging, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone. not just some people, not just the people we like, not just the people that haven't offended us yet, but he says, I want requests, prayers, intercessions, thanksgiving be made for everyone. And he goes on in verse 2, he says, that means for kings and all those in authority. So from top to bottom, he says, we need to just be praying for everyone. Yes, be praying for those in your family. Be praying for your friends. Be praying for the staff you work with at work. Be praying for your neighbors. But also be praying for leaders in our country, in our world. Be praying for the poor. Be praying for the oppressed. Be praying for anyone and everyone is what Paul instructs. He says, start there. First of all, do that. Pray, pray, pray. And once you pray, pray again. And once you pray for that person, pray for that person. Keep praying, he says. And then he goes on. Pray for kings and all those in authority that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. He says this is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Think about that for a moment. As I was reflecting upon those verses, he gives us instruction to pray and to pray for everyone. And he says that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Now, perhaps part of that is, okay, as you pray for these people, there'll be literal external peace that you will experience because God is shifting their hearts and how they treat you. That certainly could be the case, and I think that's true. But here's the other part, and I just know this from my own personal walk with the Lord. When I'm praying for others, even if I'm praying for folks that are against me or my enemies, do you know what I experience more in my own heart? Peace. I don't know about you, but I could go for more peace each and every day. And prayer is a key part of that, friends. I think Paul's words are just so apt for us today in a world that we live in that is full of anxiety, in a world in which there's a lot of anger and angst that is swirling around us. Man, it can be easy to complain It can be easy to just get frustrated and start ranting. But Paul says pray. And pray for everyone. And he wants us to pray for everyone because here's what it says in verse 3. It says, this is good. It pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. You realize that God's for everyone. God's for everyone. It's why Jesus said we are to love our enemies. It's why Jesus said we are to pray for our enemies. He's for everyone. He's created each and every one. Each human being belongs to him. And if they have not yet trusted Jesus, he wants them to be reconciled to him through faith in Christ. And we get to be part of that. We get to intercede. Even if we might not agree with them, even if maybe they've said something that has hurt our feelings or they've harmed us in some way, we still get to pray for them. And so, friends, I don't know about you, but as I read Paul's words today, I'm just challenged. As we just live in the times that we do and the culture that we do, I'm challenged to keep praying and to be praying for everyone so that they may know who I know in Christ and they may have the peace that I get to have on a daily basis, no matter what is going on in my world and the world that surrounds all of us. Friends, keep praying and then pray again. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on the Cornerstone Connection.